Grow your faith by listening to God's servant, Apostle Lutheran Godwin Essi, head pastor of Cooperative Fire Ministries on Hour of the Holy Spirit. You will be inspired, motivated, and know more about Jesus as you tune in. And now, the message.
Start with the master will turn things around. I'm Apostle Lutheran Godwin Essi, Cooperative Fire Ministries. I'm so privileged to come your way this moment. I believe that your life will be turned around and you will never be the same again. Wherever you are, I want you to try all your best to share this program so that somebody somewhere will be a blessing. I'm so excited coming your way. I believe that Jesus has power and authority to turn your darkness into light. He has power and authority to turn your mourning into dancing. This is the golden opportunity for somebody to come to Jesus. I believe that everything is possible to someone who believes. What a powerful name, what a powerful name, what a powerful name, what a powerful name. Thank you, Jesus. I love this particular track because it is wonderful. What a wonderful name. The name that moved the heart of God. The name that raised the dead. The name that set the captives free. And the name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Wherever you are, let's share a word of prayer. Let's share a word of prayer. Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, we bless you, we honor you for such a privilege to share your word. We present each and everyone here before your throne of grace and our listeners. Wherever they are, we pray that your mercies will touch them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray that you will raise the dead, you will heal the sick, you will set the captives free. At the end of this program, we will have a testimony to share that our Jesus is still alive and his miracle power is still the same. What a mighty God. What a powerful name. What a name, what a name, what a name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are privileged and honored to come your way one more time. And I present to you the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And all things were made by the word. Without the word, nothing was ever made. And therefore, I want to announce to you that the word of God is the ultimate. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And it was formless, it was empty. And the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord was hovering. And God said, and God said, and God said, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. It simply means in every chaotic situation, in every hopeless situation, in every formless situation, you need the word of God. And that is why I'm so excited coming your way this moment, because I believe that the moment the word of God comes, your life will be turned around and what seems to be impossible will be possible. Just like in the beginning, it was formless, it was hopeless, and the moment God said, the moment the word of God came, the darkness turned into light. And that is why I'm so excited coming your way. And I believe that you'll be a blessing. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we take our scripture reading from the book of Matthew? The book of Matthew chapter 8. The book of Matthew chapter 8. Let's hear the word of the Lord.
Matthew chapter 8.
Yes.
From verse 1. Jesus heals a man with leprosy. When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
As a matter of fact, the Bible says when Jesus came down from the mountain, and anytime you read the Bible and you come across the word that says Jesus has returned from the mountain, it simply means Jesus returned from seeking the face of the master. And I don't know how the leper was so strategic to discern that the master has arrived in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So the Bible said the leper came to Jesus. As a matter of fact, it wasn't easy and it wasn't common and it wasn't allowed for a leper to come to the city. But I don't know how this leper was able to do it. Jesus has just returned from the mountain. Jesus has returned from the Father in prayer. And the Bible says the leper came and knelt before the master. And he said, Lord, if you are willing, if you are willing, if you are willing, you can make me clean. As a matter of fact, the leper spoke his word. And he was expecting the word of the master to turn his situation around. So all that the leper did was to speak his word and expecting the word from the master. Shoot, my dear.
Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said. Be clean. Immediately, he was cleansed of his leprosy.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So the leper spoke his word. And Jesus also speak his word. And the Bible says, just after the word from the master, the leper was healed. Jesus spoke his word after the leper has spoken. And the Bible says there was a miracle. There was a testimony. It simply means whenever we speak the word of God and the word of God comes in contact with the power of God, there has to be a transformation. And that was what exactly happened. This is the first picture. My dear, move to verse 5.
Verse 5.
Yes.
When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly.
We see another centurion coming to Jesus and said, my servant lies home paralyzed and is suffering. Shoot.
Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof.
The centurion also replied, Lord Jesus, you are too powerful, and therefore I don't deserve you to come under my roof, but I want you to do something. Shoot, my dear.
But just the word, and my servant will be healed.
You don't need to come there, Jesus, but just speak the word and my servant will be healed. I have faith and confidence in you, and I believe that your words carries power and authority, and therefore whenever you speak, signs and wonders follow, and therefore I don't deserve you to come under my roof, and therefore wherever you are, just speak the word. Just speak the word. So wherever you are this afternoon, as the word of God is coming to you, in every situation that you find yourself in, I want to assure you that the power in the word of God, the creative power, is coming your way to create things that are not in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. So that he said, the centurion said, just speak the word. Just speak the word. You don't have to come. You don't have to come to where I am, but just speak the word. Because I believe that when you speak, signs and wonders will follow. I therefore want to tell somebody somewhere that there is power. There is power in the word of God. The power of God is released by his word. That anytime the word of God comes, miracles, signs and wonders follow in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Amen. The Son of the living God. So hear ye the word of God and your life will be turned around. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. For I myself am a man under authority.
I am also a man under authority. I command respect and authority.
With soldiers under me.
And I have soldiers also under me who take instructions from me. Let's look at the picture carefully.
I tell this one, go, and he goes.
That's right.
And that one, come, and he comes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The centurion also saw Jesus as the head of the host of the army of the living God. He saw that he controls multitude of angels, and therefore whenever he speaks, his angels will carry his word and manifest. So the centurion said, I am also a soldier. I also have soldiers under me. I tell this one, do this, and he does it. And you too, I see you as a commander. And therefore, what I'm expecting to you, or what I'm expecting from you, is just to speak a word, because I know that the moment you speak a word, there will be signs and wonders. And therefore, speak. Listen to me carefully. Wherever you are, I want you to speak a word. Speak the word of God and believe that whenever you speak a word, miracles will follow. Jesus said that, Jeremiah, I am watching over my word to perform. The word of God is Jesus Christ, and wherever the word comes, miracles and wonders follow. And this is what the centurion saw. He said, I am also a soldier. I have soldiers under me. I give instructions to them and they obey. And therefore, Jesus, you to speak a word, because I believe that when you speak a word, there will be signs and wonders. Jesus, speak.
I said to my servants, do this.
That's right.
And he does it.
That's right.
When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, truly, I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such a
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I said to you that many will come from the east and west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.
Many people will come from places. And those who claim to Jesus, if they don't take care, they will be disappointed at the end of the day. So he said, many people will come from north, south, east, and west. And they will find themselves in the bosom of Abraham. They will come and take the full knowledge of my power. Why those who are always with me will be disappointed at the end of the day. Listen to me. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you do. The moment you believe the word of God and practice the word of God, miracles will locate you. So as I'm speaking right now, if you are sick in any part of your body and you believe in Jesus Christ, that his power, his word, his power is released through his word, just believe the word and just say this word, that by his wounds I am healed, and believe in your heart that there is power in the word of God. And I want to assure you that you will never be disappointed. There is power in the word of God. Miracles and signs are released by his word. And therefore, wherever you are, I present to you the word of God. In the midst of your difficulties, all that you need is the word of God. In the midst of every hopeless situation, all that you need is the word of God. Just like the beginning, when everything was formless and empty, and the Bible says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Saul was also dethroned because of rejecting the word of the Lord. It also means that no matter who you are, no matter where you are, the moment you reject the word of God, it brings demotion, disaster, disgrace. So the scripture says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. The moment you reject the word of the Lord, you will never prosper. Shall we take it from the 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23? Bakuraba siki satori andalababa. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. Yes, shoot, my dear.
For rebellion is like sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry.
That's right.
Because you have rejected the word of the Lord.
Because you have rejected the word of the Lord. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord.
He has rejected you as king.
The Lord has also rejected you as king. It simply means no matter who you are, no matter where you are, the moment you reject the word of God, you will also be rejected. Because the moment you reject the word of God, you have rejected God himself. Because the word of God is God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So whoever accept the word of God, accept God. And whoever reject the word of God, reject God. And that was what happened to King Saul. The word of the Lord came to King Saul to go to Amalek and to destroy the king and everything there. But the Bible says he spared the king by name Agag. He spared the king. The Lord said, go to Amalek and destroy everything, because I want to discipline them, since they have rejected me, since they don't obey my word. And therefore, I have appointed you as my people, the head of my people. And therefore, go to Amalek. And when you get there, destroy everything, male and female, children and animals. Destroy everything. But the Bible says that Saul spared the best. And even the king Agag, he spared him. And therefore, the word came to him that because you have rejected the word of the Lord, King Saul, he has also rejected you as king. And that is why Saul was dethroned, for a young man by name, a teenager. David was a teenager then when he killed Goliath. And that was when he came to the kingdom. It simply means the moment you reject the word of the Lord, God will also reject you. When you forsake him, he will also forsake you, because he's too powerful that whoever called upon his name will never be the same again. My dear, I'm so excited talking to somebody somewhere, because I believe that the word of God is the one controlling the whole wide world today. Yes. And whoever accepts the word of God will never be the same. The moment you refuse the word of God, you find yourself in a mess. The moment you reject the word of the Lord, you find yourself in a mess. That is why when you are walking through the street, you see so many horrible things happening. But all those who obey the word of the Lord are on top of all that they do. So there's something in Deuteronomy chapter 28. I love it so much. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Katori andalaba sike pasataya. We are talking about the word of the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 28. My dear, shoot.
Quickly. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Mm-hmm. If you fully obey the Lord your God,
oh,
and
my God,
carefully follow all his commands,
Jesus,
I will give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth.
If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God and obey the word that I'm giving you today, the Lord God Almighty will set you on high, and all these blessings and all these blessings and all these blessings will come upon you, and it will overtake. The other version also says, and all these blessings will come upon you and it will overshadow you. It simply means no matter who you are, no matter where you are, the moment you move by the word of God, the moment you obey the word of God, the moment you practice the word of God, it brings blessings, blessings, blessings. And whenever you reject the word of God also, it brings curses. That is why you see so many people going through a lot of things, because they have rejected the solution to their problems. The solution to the word today is the word of God. And therefore, wherever you are, we want to announce to you today that if you only take the word of God serious, if you only practice the word of God, if you only obey the word of God, your impossibilities will be turned into possibilities, because it is the word of God that controls the universe. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. All these blessings will come on you.
All these blessings will come upon you if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. All these blessings will come upon you if you practice the word of the Lord. All these blessings will come upon you if you take the word of God serious.
And accompany you if you obey the Lord your God.
Number one, he said the blessings will come upon you. Number two, it will accompany you.
Yes.
It will accompany you simply means wherever you are, wherever you go, you'll be a carrier of God's blessings. And therefore, whoever comes in contact with you will be blessed, because you will carry the blessings wherever you go and whatever you do. The blessings of the Lord will manifest in your life. and you become a distributor of God's blessings. But the condition is that you must obey the word of God. You must practice the word of God. You must take the word of God serious before all these blessings will come upon you and overshadow you. Rakasotapaya. Shoot.
You will be blessed in the city and be blessed in the country.
Geographically, it doesn't matter where you are. The moment you obey the word of the Lord, the blessings of the Lord can locate you wherever you are. Wherever you are. Geographically, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The blessings of the Lord, the favor of the Lord, the power of the Lord, the success of the Lord will accompany you wherever you are. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you for tuning in to the Hour of the Holy Spirit with Apostle Lutheran Gordon Yesi. You are welcome to worship with us every Sunday at 8 a.m. on the Sprintex Road opposite Texco Market. For partnership, call 0508-897-049. You can also support this broadcast by sending in your contributions via mobile money number 0552-685-117 Lutheran Godwin SC or call 0508-897-049 for further details. The Hour of the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit.